Hear now the word of God. Ephesians chapter 3, beginning at verse 14. Ephesians chapter 3, beginning at verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. I want to talk about developing your spiritual muscle. Your spiritual muscle. Developing your spiritual muscle. I still haven't gotten over Whitney Houston's death, an untimely death. Native of New Jersey and a gift to the world. Such talent and life taken so early. The media says that she struggled with addiction and having a healthy life and healthy living. She's not the only one who struggled with addictions. Truth be told, all of us struggle with an addiction of one kind or another. We all struggle with healthy living and a healthy life. For us, we're just fortunate we don't have the paparazzi following us around, digging up dirt on us. Look at somebody and say, that's good news. Unfortunately, because of her fame and because of who she was, she had paparazzi going around with cameras and the crowd doing what I call, digging up what I call pop culture trash. And we just love trash. Do I have a witness in here? Especially of somebody famous and beautiful and rich. There's newspapers dedicated to trash. Fox News, dedicated. And we're not talking about that. But this whole idea that Whitney Houston in her youth, with so much promise, had to struggle with addiction and healthy life and I feel that really what brought her down was that she had not fully developed her inner core. She was brilliant. She was smart. She sang in the choir. She went to church. But she had not fully developed her spiritual woman on the inside. How many of you know you've got to live life from the inside out, not from the outside in? And many of us, we're just fortunate because we don't have that the cameras on us all the time. But if truth be told, we haven't developed from the inside out yet. That stuff that's interrupted our growth. We watched violence on TV, and we watched all kinds of things. And how many of you know that if you continuously watch stuff and feed stuff, it'll have an impact on who you are on the inside? Many of us, we were touched too early by some pervert. And we've got some sexual hang-ups because we were touched before we were ready to be touched. And it arrested our spiritual core on the inside. And we are not all we ought to be because we got this hang-up from, yes, I'm not expecting anybody to say amen. I know I'm telling the truth. And then some of us, we have not fully developed on the inside at the core of who we are because somebody said something negative to us, that your hair is too nappy, or your lips are too big, or your hips are too big, or you're too light, or you're too dark, or you're too skinny, or you're too fat, and it messed with your psyche, and we haven't fully developed into who we are and who God made us to be. There's some of us, we're cute on the outside, but on the inside, we have not developed because we didn't know our father or our mother. Our mother or father was addicted to something, and they loved the addiction more than they loved us, and it messed with our spiritual growth. And then we decided, in order to feel good about ourselves, we were more concerned about what somebody else said about us than what we said about ourselves. And we decided that we just needed to be the approval of somebody else. If some man could just tell me that I'm cute. We decided that somehow that we were not good enough. If I could just be a little better, If somebody would just approve me, look at somebody and tell him, you need to know that God approves you. And even though on the inside you feel messed up, anybody ever felt messed up on the inside because of yesterday and because of the pain and because of the hurt, I want you to know that the Holy Spirit can take residence on the inside of you and create within you a new heart and a new mind, and that God doesn't make any trash. Whitney Houston, what is it? Kevin Costner said at her funeral that Whitney never felt pretty enough. Whitney never felt good enough. That Whitney always wondered if they would like her. You know, it's not a matter of how pretty you really are, it's how pretty you feel. I mean, Whitney Houston. A woman that girls trying to look like her all over the world, not just in Newark. All over the world, girls trying to look like Whitney. And she's wondering if she's pretty enough. Girls trying, I mean, Whitney with that angelic voice. Yeah. She didn't sing like me. I mean, she had real talent. And she's wondering if she's good enough. Whitney, that movie stars and cameras are firing her, and she's wondering in her inner self, will they like her? Scars have an impact on your psyche of how you feel about yourself. And that's why I like this scripture, because it says that Paul prayed for the church, and he prayed for you and me, that God would strengthen us in the inner man and in the inner woman. How many of you know, how many of you can use a little more strength in the inner person? I know on the outside you're looking pretty. I know you want the world to think you got it all together, but on the inside you know that you messed up. And you and I need to be strengthened on the inside, at the core. You might not know this. I might not look like it. But I have a training now. And I go to the gym. And this trainer, I like working on upper body. I hate working on legs. And, you know, the trainer moves me around. Sometimes I'm working on legs. Sometimes I'm working on the back. Sometimes I'm working on my arms. But how do you know if you got a heavy, if you built up here and your core is a mess? You got all this weight, but your back is about to break because you haven't worked it. You can see just looking at me, I don't like working on the core. You know, when the trainer, we move around, you know, one day we work on the upper body, next day we work on the legs, next day we work on the back. But the core, you're supposed to work on what? Every day. And in life, we are always majoring in the outside rather than majoring on the inside and spending time working on the inner core and developing the character. We got a lot of guys and gals who like to live. Fact of the matter is, most of us like to live from the outside in rather than from the inside out. Got a whole lot of athletes. They spend a lot of time working on their gifts and no time working on their character. And if you spend more time on your gift than your character, one of these days your gifts will outrun your character and you'll end up in moral failure. Do I have a witness in the house? You got a whole lot of athletes that got gifts, but they got no principle. God wants us to work from what? The inside out. God wants us to spend time developing the character. God wants us to spend time in prayer. God wants us to spend time in worship. God wants us to spend time in silence. God wants us to turn the plate down every now and then. God wants us to develop the inner man and the inner woman. So here it is. Paul prays. He says, I pray that God will strengthen the inner man. Never mind you going out there working at the gym. For I pray that you'll do some knee bends for Jesus. Never mind you going down, you know, doing the squats in the gym. When is the last time you got on your knees to talk to the Father to develop the inner man? I know you can work on all that other extremities. That's outside living. I want an inside out guy. It is that he says, I pray that God will strengthen you on the inside. And the other thing about the inside out Christian, God develops the character before he develops the gift. And then secondly, the gospel frees you from worrying about what other people say about you. And then the gospel frees you from worrying about what you say about yourself. How many of you know that sometimes the worst enemy is not what somebody else says? It's about what you say about yourself, because you were scarred, because somebody hurt you, because somebody abused you 30 years ago, because your mama didn't like you, your daddy didn't like you, because your mama just was from one person to another, and you develop this low self-esteem of who you are. But the gospel frees you, and the gospel says that you are fearfully and wonderful made. Even though you might have sinned yesterday, the gospel says, go and sin no more. You are forgiven. You need to change the script in your mind. You need to change how you think about yourself. The gospel sets you free. And when the gospel sets you free, you are free indeed. And the Holy Spirit comes and takes residence in your heart and your mind and washes you and cleanses you and leads you and guides you. And then Christ comes and dwells on the inside of you to develop the inner core of who you are as a child of the Most High God. I know you might be Mary's son or daughter, but ultimately you're Jesus' child. Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes in and sups with you and changes you. Do I have a witness? Even though you might not be none of us are perfect. But the Holy Spirit comes in and dwells in Christ. How many of you know that you're not going to be perfect when you accept Christ? But when you accept Christ and you're doing your dirt, it's not going to feel as good. I mean, it's one thing when Christ just sort of passes through your life. But when Christ dwells, when Christ takes residence in your heart and in your mind, when Christ won't let you do some of the stuff that you used to do, when the Holy Spirit becomes your company keeper, and when the Holy Spirit strengthens you on the inside, and it, I'm about to, Kevin Costner, you know, at the funeral, you remember Whitney's funeral? How many of y'all watch Whitney's funeral? Carrie Costner said that Whitney, she was concerned, am I pretty enough? Am I good enough? Will they like me? Then Carrie Costner said, well, now she's with God, and God is saying to her, you're pretty enough. You're good enough. Now that's good. We all like to think that when we get to heaven, God's going to say, oh yeah, you were good enough. But I want God to say it down here. I don't want to wait till I get to heaven for God to say I'm good enough. I want God to say that even though you got some mess in your life, if you take the Holy Spirit on the inside, if you let Jesus dwell on the inside of your life, he can wash you, he can cleanse you, he can clean you up, he can pick you up, he can turn you around. You're good enough down here. You can turn from your wicked ways down here. You can give God glory down here. You don't have to wait till you die. You can get some glory down here. I need my spiritual muscle. A little bit of stuff I've been reading, you know, it says when you work out, as you get older, you lose muscle mass. Every 10 years, you lose muscle mass. Now you're 62 years old. At my best, Deacon Burns, when I was lifting weight at my best, I could only lift about 170. Now, if you don't use it, you what? Just by getting older, you lose some muscle mass. Then they tell you, my trainer said, now, you got to get some resistance. How many of you know the devil will give you resistance? So I ain't worried about the spiritual resistance. But then my trainer says, you got to lift, but you got to have some protein. If you want to be 180 pounds, you need to have about 90 pounds, 90 grams of protein every day. And you got to do it consistently. You know how I am. I'll miss 2 days and try to have 180 grams of proteins in one day. The trainer says, you know, you need to take it before you work out, take it immediately after you work out, take it later on in the day, and then take it just before you go to bed, because she says, your body is working while you sleep. How many of you know you and I need a little prayer every now and then? You can't just pray when you get in trouble. You got to pray every day. You got to make it a part of your consistent life. You got to build your spiritual muscle. You got to take divine protein on the inside of your heart and your mind. You got to put the Holy Spirit to work on the inside of your life. You got to let Christ dwell on the inside every day to keep you and I from doing wrong. Do anybody need a help to help you to keep from doing wrong? How many of you know the devil is always out there trying to mess with your mind, your body, your spirit, your psyche? You and I need the word of God every day. That's why you ought to get the devotional. And you ought to read it. No. That's wrong. Not you ought to. We ought to read it. I ought to read it. Everybody ought to pray every now and then. Because He, the Holy Spirit, can strengthen you and give you power to live holy. Give you power to build your spiritual muscle. Give you power to stand against the wiles of the devil. And that Christ will dwell. Then you can ask, and He will do what? Exceedingly, more abundantly than you could ever ask for. Which means He knows what you need before you ask. You ask Him for a bicycle, and He gives you a Mercedes. You ask Him for a job, and He gives you a career. You ask Him for a man, and He gives you a lover of your soul. He's able. I said He's able. He's able to develop you from the inside out. Whitney died too soon. Whitney Houston, a gift, a beautiful woman, a talented woman, died too soon, in my opinion, because I don't think she developed her inner core right. Somebody listening to me today, some young person out there, got all the gifts, but no character. And gifts without character is just waiting for destruction. Live from the inside.